Good morning. Just to continue with the halachas, we began yesterday about Achilas Matzah, 30 days before our Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So just two more halachas to what I mentioned yesterday, and then we'll go on to the next chelik of it. So just I mentioned yesterday, the Magen Avraham learns that the Issur starts the night before. As the Mishnah Berurah says, it begins Alayhi Shechas, or Moshe Netshuva says that one should be noig like the Magen Avraham, even though the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you only have to start being noig from Alayhi Shechas. The Mishnah Berurah says one should be noig from the night. The Svarim bring down that they bring down a remez, this Indian that they're ready, that the Issur only begins by day and not by night, is that we say Manashtana Shabakal Halelois Ano Eichlem Chametz Umatza. Shabakalos Mashma, up until the night of Pesach, we're able to eat Chametz Umatza. Mashma, they're able to eat Matzah even the night before, and that's where the place can bring some sort of remez that to the Mishnah Berurah Shita, not the Magen Avraham. Nevertheless, Ramosha says I want you to be noeg like the Magen Avraham and I like the Mishnah Berurah. Just one more thing I mentioned yesterday, that the reason why we have this concept of Lamed Yama, people have the meaning of Lamed Yama, because 30 days before is when we start learning halachas. Another part of the reason I forgot to mention yesterday is also the Chiv of Bediko really begins with 30 days. The Mechaber discussed the case where a person's leaving, a person's going out of town, out of the country. So if he's going out, Kaidim Lamed Yama, he doesn't have a Chiv to Bediko. Once it becomes Lamed Yama 30 days before, that's right when the Chiv of Bediko comes. So aside from just the learning of the halachas, that's when really the Chiv of Bediko's Chametz comes, and that's why this halacha would apply as well. Just Lagabe, regarding which type of matzah is usher, what's included in this isser of Achilas matzah on Erev Pesach. So Shabur says even a matzah that's kfula, which means even a matzah that's folded over, that has some dough inside, and you're not sure if it's kosher or not. Shabur says even though we're noig that avada, we would consider it to be chametz, wouldn't eat it on Pesach. Nevertheless, Shabur says a person should not eat matzah kfula even on Erev Pesach. A matzah that was made shaloi b'shma, the Bais can say also a person should, even though you can't be yoytzeh the mitzvah with it, nevertheless a person should not eat it on Erev Pesach. Mechaz Yitzchak talks about matzahs which say in it that they're chametz. You might often store a matzah and it says not intended for Pesach, it's not kosher l'Pesach. Mechaz Yitzchak says that one should not eat it. He says, first of all, it has a tam of matzah. And we mentioned yesterday there's two reasons. One is else to make a hevdil. One is else the fact that it's a tam of matzah. This matzah tastes like matzah, even though it's not kosher Pesach. Other places can bring down as well that even though the matzah may say in it that it's not kosher Pesach, that just means that they're not nizur with all the chumras that we have when it comes to matzah Pesach and avada. You can't eat it on Pesach. Nevertheless, but etzem, it has a din of matzah, and it may even be halachically considered to be matzah, and therefore the Paiskim say one should avoid even matzah, which says not intended for Pesach. One should avoid matzah. When it comes to matzah shira, when it comes to egg matzah and the like, it's very negia when it comes to erev Pesach. Shchalayas b'shabbos. So meikra din of both mechaber and the Ramah, paskin that one could use matzah shira for one could eat matzah shira on erev Pesach. However, the Gra learns up the way the Gra learns up a Rambam. The Gra learns up that the matzah shira would be usher on the whole erev Pesach as well. The Sharetzim brings this down. And many of the minig. And the Shalah comes up much more negeah when it's Erev Pesach Shkalias B'Shabbos. Many have the minig to avoid Matzah Shira as well. For children, and some are makel for Matzah Shira. But definitely the minig by Moses to be makbrit on this grow, which is brought down the Shartzian to avoid Matzah Shira as well. The Ramah brings down that a person takes matzah and crushes it and then goes ahead and bakes that matzah. For example, you have a Gebrucks cake, so it's made with, has matzah in it, matzah meal in it. You take that matzah and bake it. The Ramah brings down that it would be usher if it's baked. There are those I sort of Shmuel Kamenetsky as a Shmuel Kamenetsky is makeli. He learns that as long as it doesn't have a tayar lechem anymore, then it wouldn't be considered to be nisir. He learns that up in the Shartzian, but the pashas are most. He says nevertheless the minig is still not the kabruks cakes as well. But the pashas of both mechaber of the Ramah is that even matzah meal that was made then into cake, if it was baked, would be asur. However, if it was cooked or if it was baked, in that case the Mishnah Berurah and most places said that it would be mutter and that would not be a problem as well. So for example, Kaneda Lach, Kashala comes up every Pesach, Kashala is Peshavas, Kaneda Lach even made a matzah meal would not be a problem because that's something that's cooked. Mashayank in a baked cake, Lachera would be a problem. Fried, also the Shartzian says a person should avoid fried matzah. And those are Lagabi, what type of matzah is also? I'll continue to mention tomorrow.